Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
Jokers. Oh, yeah, Jokers. What's on? Can you hear me? Did I say anything? Am I talking now? Can you hear me now? Jokers used to be the Odd Fellows Lodge, right? My dad was an Odd Fellow. I kind of resent they did that to it on his behalf. How are you? Can I say hello to you? You seem like a very nice...
That's affiliated with the Odd Fellows.
You're affiliated with the Odd Fellows?
So I knew that building was there, but I never was in it when it was the Odd Fellow Lodge.
Yeah. Did you know a few Odd Fellows in your day?
Yes, they're Odd Fellows. They're Odd Fellows because they are supposed to be going around doing good, not that they're odd like some people think.
No, my dad used to go around and do good. Yeah. Not sure what he did, but he said it was good.
Well, that's how it is. Yeah.
And you are?
Martha Hurlbut.
Martha, very nice to meet you. Thank you for joining
Thank
us.
You.
Great to have you here. Which one of the Three Stooges is your favorite? Get to some of the important questions of the day here. Curly. Okay. Michael, Eddie says, let's talk about fish or beer. Can we talk about anything else? I don't know. Where is Eddie? Fish or beer? Okay. You start.
Okay. I want to tell you about my favorite beer.
Okay.
It was a Falstaff.
Oh, Falstaff.
Yeah. A forward air controller dropped it out of a... fixed-wing airplane to me when I was a forward observer in Vietnam, and that was the best beer I ever drank.
Oh, I bet. Wow. Whoa! Well, you win that discussion. I have nothing to really compare to that.
Okay, well, the best beer that they used to make in Iowa was Star Beer over, they made it in Dubuque. Well, it's too bad because it won the Chicago beer drinking blind beer drinking test. Every year they were in business, they won that, but they went out of business.
Yeah. So you drink it till you're blind? Is that the idea?
No, actually, I suppose some people did. Yeah.
Okay. And all right, let's switch to fish.
Okay. You talk about fish.
It really wasn't on my mind, but I feel like there's a fish. Maybe like the best fish you ever had.
I got cigar-smoking, beer-drinking fish on my shirt. That's close as I get to them.
Well, you win that, too. You win the shirt, the fish, and the beer competition. Eddie, right?
Yes, it is, Eddie.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. He's good. He's good. You can't beat him when it comes to those topics. Don't be coy. You're running in 16. Think of all the time you could spend in Iowa, Larry Anderson says, from Newton. Okay. I'm not running. I don't mind running. It's winning that would really stop me. Then what do? You know, I see campaigning. You know, it's not so different from what I do. Ron Bollinger from, where are you from? Pine Island, Minnesota. Retired, can you retire and be a minister? I don't think they let you retire, do they? It's like the mafia. Retired minister, you don't usually hear that. I don't think they let him. Where is he? Oh, way back there. Okay. He's a retiring guy. He's waving back. Don't come in the aisle here, father. Okay, you're not a father anymore, so I can't go ahead.
Hey.
Dad, how you doing?
Okay.
Nice to see you.
Same here.
What are there? What is this here? You got a little problem in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa? What's the deal?
Well, everyone always says that Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa don't get along, and there's jokes about Minnesota from Iowans and Wisconsin from Minnesotans. And
yeah. So what's the solution to that?
Well, I suggested pastoral counseling.
You know what it is, though? It's the Minnesotans. I mean, let's be fair about it. And we have no problem with Iowans. Look at Iowans, they're great. Iowans are great. Who has a problem with Iowans? Anyone who has a problem with Iowans has a problem with me. And Wisconsin people, you got to get to know us a little bit. But Minnesota, they think everything is better in Minnesota. You know?
Well, we have more lakes.
If a mud hole is a lake, you got 10,000 of them. You know? Big deal.
Many more than that, but yeah.
Many more mud holes, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So if maybe just come down a little bit to our level, we could talk.
I agree. But I think that if we could get everyone together and just have this big group therapy thing, we might work out all our differences. Yes,
but you're retired, so it's not your problem.
That's right. I agree.
I appreciate the effort. Oh, we got to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. Okay. We got to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do. We do rounds of What Do You Know quizzes. So, I don't know. Who wants to do it this time is really the question. It's, her? Yes, all right, you. You find a way of coming down here, coming down that aisle. I'll intercept you, let's see, over at this aisle. Okay, we should meet. If I know anything about physics at all, and I don't. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You look so enthusiastic, I couldn't pass it up.
I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
About this, or is there something else going on?
No, this. Nothing else going on.
No, that's too bad. And you are?
Liz Erickson.
Liz Erickson. Are you from around here, Liz? Or?
I'm originally from Waterloo, but I live in Iowa City now.
Oh, you moved on up to the east side.
Yeah.
Cool. Liz, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I'm a PhD student, and this is way better than working on my dissertation.
And it could help. Let's find out. Like, come on down here, Liz. On to the What Do You Know stage here in Cedar Falls. Have a seat there. I'll change your water. Hold on. Here's your Aquafina. That one's been
used. Thank
you. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Help yourself.
Okay.
Anything else I can get you?
No, I'm
something
good.
Something
to
nosh on or something? Yeah. Or a little cheese plate. It'd be nice. So this dissertation.
Yeah.
What's it on?
Philanthropy and altruism in sport.
Philandering?
Yep, exactly.
Philandering?
Exactly.
Oh, that should be easy in sports. Philandering in sports is about all there is, so, you know.
Yeah. A lot of trouble with that.
Philanthropy in
altruism.
Altruism in sports?
Yep. Women who run marathons to raise funds for breast cancer.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. And this is at Iowa?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. In the sports studies department.
Sports studies. Is that a big department there? I bet it would
no.
be. Huh?
No.
Sports studies. So then once you get your PhD in sports studies, then?
Hopefully somebody will hire me to teach.
To teach sports studies?
Sports studies, sport management. Yep.
So you have to stay in Iowa to do it, probably.
No. Lots of places.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sports studies. That's interesting. Do you have a minor as well?
Nope. Just
fall back on and you might need something. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You said you're from where originally?
Waterloo.
You're from Waterloo. Yeah. Okay. Let's get that applause thing going there. Wonderful. And then we're going to play the quiz here. Now, are you familiar with how this works?
Oh, absolutely.
You're way overqualified for this.
I doubt it.
There are very few PhD candidates actually working the show, but
it's probably good.
Yeah. Okay. But someone out there will call just to play the quiz.
Yep, they're going to pick up the phone and
call. Are they going to pick up the phone to call?
Well, they're going to pick up the phone off the table.
It's probably in their pockets these days, isn't it?
Pull it out of their pocket.
Pull it out of their pocket.
319-273-5427.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. And what is that again, the easy way?
319-APE-LIAR.
APE-LIAR.
APE-LIAR.
That's good. Here's a question. What do Michelle Bachman and Corey Taylor from Slipknot have in common? Okay. Who writes these anyway? I don't get who writes. That's the question. Let's go to the phones right now. What do Michelle Bachman and Corey Taylor from Slipknot? Slipknot. My daughter loves them. Metal. Oh, metal. They're good, though. They're good metal. Brian's on the phone here from Waterloo. Hey, Brian.
Hi.
All right.
Oh, my name's actually Brian, but yeah.
Brian. I said Brian, didn't I?
I think so.
Is it Brian?
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Oh, Ryan. Okay, Ryan. Ryan. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Okay, good. Michelle Bachman and Corey Taylor, what do they have in common?
They were both grew up in Waterloo.
Yes, as did you, I imagine, huh?
No.
Oh, no, but they're there now. Okay. Ryan! Congratulations, both from Waterloo. That's Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have much in common, I don't
think. John Wayne Gacy, too.
Yes, there you go. Thought we'd leave him out of it, but I guess we can't. So, Ryan, what do you do these days?
I'm a school teacher.
Oh, you are?
And also a PhD candidate.
Oh, no. What's yours?
Ethnomusicology.
What?
Ethnomusicology.
What? Ethnomusicology?
That's right.
So ethnic musicology.
Basically, yeah.
Various ethnic musics of various...
Yeah, I'm working with the Bosnian community here in Waterloo.
Oh, how interesting. That's fantastic. Ryan, Liz, two PhDs, talk together here. Go
Hi,
ahead.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Liz.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I expect a little more from PhDs. I don't know about you. A little disappointed, but that's okay. Okay, you guys are a team now, so you all your brain power, focus it on the following categories.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Okay, Ryan, you pick the first one.
Let's do current events.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. What are you supposed to do in a blue zone?
Live healthy.
I'm totally with him on that.
Live healthy. Okay, I guess we could. I really didn't know. That's what I was asking. I still don't get it.
That's one right, no wrong.
You're entering a blue zone, and then you got to be healthy. What's left there?
People,
Michelle?
Places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Liz?
Let's go places, please.
Let's go. All right, let's go places. When you want to leave, just tell me.
You tell me.
Who has a longer commute, in Cedar Falls or Waterloo? Longer commute. Cedar Falls commute or the Waterloo commute?
What do you think, Ryan?
To where?
See, that's a good question, isn't it? I guess they mean to work.
Hmm.
The commute to work, you know, your commute to work, work commute.
I'm leaning Waterloo, but I don't drive
She's leaning
these,
Waterloo.
These roads, so...
No?
Well, I used to commute from Cedar Falls to Marshalltown, but...
We can't count you, then.
No.
That's not... No.
That's a tough one. I would actually... we'll go with Waterloo, sure.
Waterloo, 15.6 minutes to 13.9 in Cedar Falls. So you save a good two minutes by moving to Cedar Falls.
Two right, none wrong.
Okay. So what's left there?
People, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Ryan, back to you. What would you like?
How about since I'm a school teacher, things you should have learned in school.
Okay, school then. What color was the Little Red Schoolhouse originally?
No multiple choice here, huh?
No, you got to know this or you don't, you know.
I would guess white.
That was my guess, too.
White is right. Yes, it was white. It was a little white schoolhouse, but it didn't stand out. Okay. You know what? They've won the quiz.
They
and
have won the
they
quiz.
Could stop here, but, you know, I'm thinking let's give them a one for the money here. Now.
A one for the mother load?
A one for the money load. Mother load. The money load. Now, if you guys want, you could quit and win some valuable prizes here, but if you want to go on and get this next one right.
They would win a treasure trove of prizes.
We're talking treasure trove. It's up to you.
I'm all for a treasure trove.
Absolutely.
All right, they're going for it. Michelle?
You have people, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Is that back to Ryan or no?
How do you feel about odds and ends?
Okay.
That's fine with me.
All right.
Odds and ends. All right, here's a question for you. It's odd. What is a corn mom? Okay.
Corn
Too
mom.
Odd. Okay. How about this one then? What does a Viking pump pump? Okay, I don't know if I got any others here.
I think I chose wrong, Ryan.
All right, how about this then? If you use a Lely Astronaut A3 robot on the job, you're probably a what?
I didn't hear that one.
If you use a Lely Astronaut A3 robot on the job, you are probably a what? Okay, let's go back to the
corn. Can we have the Viking pump
question? Let's go back to the... Oh, how about that? Okay, here we go. What kind of barn did the Round family build in Cedar Falls?
Oh,
Perhaps a round?
A round barn is right. Unbelievable. I knew we'd get one.
Liz, you will discover the magic of over 800 furry, finned, and feathered exotic creatures, including the gentle giraffe, with a family four-pack of tickets to the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines, the only accredited zoo in the state of Iowa. And display the college spirit of Northern Iowa with a classic felt pennant, as well as a sturdy mouse pad, both from the University of Northern Iowa. And Ryan, spend your evenings in front of a heaping bowl of Iowa's own Fit Pop popcorn. And then treat yourself to the thick, rich, sweet, and smoky taste of Cookies Barbecue Sauce, Cookies Flavor Enhancer, and Cookies Best Barbecue Recipes Cookbook, all from Cookies, makers of the award-winning sauces that America loves to eat since 1976, plus a gray IPR logo t-shirt from Iowa Public Radio.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Hang on, Ryan. Make sure you get your stuff. Hold on the line there.
Thank you very much.